Buongiorno a tutti, ascoltatori e ascoltatrici di Radio Pop, e benvenuti a una nuova puntata di Indire, il progetto che condividiamo con altre tre radio amiche in Germania, Slovenia e Francia. Come già saprete, probabilmente ormai è un po' di tempo che andiamo in onda. Lo scopo di questo progetto è condividere musica indipendente con le altre radio europee e conoscere anche la loro.
Louise e Ben di Radio Corax in Germania ci presentano oggi alcune nuove uscite musicali della Germania orientale. Buon ascolto.
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Program of the European Union.
Hello and welcome to Radio Muse, the radio show from different kinds of independent radios powered by the European Union with their project Indire. You are listening to the broadcast from Radio Corax from Halle Saale in East Germany. We are Ben
and Louise, and today we will present you some of the latest releases from the east of Germany. And our today's guests are the Leipzig-based band Elephants on Tape. They released their new album Every Structure's Dislocated in April, and we will talk about the concept of their album, which is the behavior of humankind in a digital world.
In the second part of the show, we talk with the German-Georgian musician Nino about her musical development and why she is covering Georgian folk music.
Our first song will be a catchy and funky one. The title of the album, Disco Delight, betrays what's coming. Finally, the two longtime recording diggers Tom and Turoslaw decided to fully fight their dreams by publishing this EP, and we will hear the song Bärenträume.
We'll be right back.
The band Fiel from Chemnitz just released in April their new EP called Cruelty, and it reminds me of the 2000 pop punk time with Avril Lavigne, but in more kind of wavy way, and the whole EP makes you want to grab your old skateboard and go to the next 24/7 to buy some iced tea, but with the consciousness that you could fall on your knees and yeah, have fun with the song Conversations from Fiel.
After their successful debut, Lightweights, Anvilfans on Tape released a new record called Every Structure Dislocated, the most intimate piece of music of the Leipzig-based sound fanciers. It's the second full-length album after several EPs and demo tapes since 2012.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I play guitar and I'm the singer of Elephants on Tape.
And my name is Markus. I play guitar as well and the synthesizer. We are five people, a drummer named Hans, a bass player named Lukas, and Robert plays synthy and trumpet and sampler. The songwriting was done by Lisa, Robert and me, and we noticed that there is like a theme more or less behind all of our songs. We noticed that we were inspired by the mixture of human interactions and the parallels that it has towards electronical or scientific things, more or less.
It's the second album re-released. Our first album was a remix album, so this is our second studio album.
We found some connections, or more like, maybe like a poetic connection. For example, in one of our songs, we describe a world made completely out of zeros and ones, and there is one person that is so special that they could be any other number, which is impossible in a world consisting out of zeros and ones. But each of us know people who are that kind of special. Reality's twisted 100 feet deep. I am deep sea diving in an ocean of words from your
Their first single, 0110010, is a brilliant, patient anti-hit, predestined to stick out of every electropop playlist. Music seemingly from outer space, with a combination of detail-oriented deepness and overflow. Unconventional songwriting with an urge to complexity and space is an essential ingredient for this album and especially for this song.
It's the binary code for the ASCII code for the letter B. And the song was called Binary when we worked on it. And it's about the binary of zeros and ones.
Yeah, that's the song that I described before. The world made out of zeros and ones.
So let's listening to 0110010.
Something's wrong.
So we all live now as human beings in a digital world, or maybe the most of us. It surrounds us nearly every time in our life with the connection of our smartphones, computers and digital gadgets. I asked Lisa and Markus of the band Elephants on Tape how the digital world changed the behavior of listeners. In the last decade, they are doing music.
When we started, the audience bought CDs when we play a concert, and now we don't have CDs for our new album. That's a huge change.
I wouldn't say that it changed the audience on concerts. I think it changed the way people consume music, because everything is available and everyone is streaming. But also many people come back to using tapes and vinyl, which is nice. So yeah, it's not all bad.
It's a gift for us that we can promote our music on social media like Instagram or Facebook. When we started that, we had a Facebook account but not a huge community. And now you have the possibility to share your stuff and get an audience.
This audience allows the band to release their album by their own on the 23rd of April. Every structure dislocated is published digital, on vinyl and on tape.
It's not necessary to work with a label. We asked some, but that doesn't work. And then we decided to found our own label, and it was a great decision, I think. Now we have all opportunities to release our music, every music we want to release, and it's a nice experience.
Also, we have another label in addition who released our album on tape. It's called All My Ghosts.
It's also an indie label from Leipzig.
If you want to see the band live on stage, you can do it in one of the most beautiful locations for concerts in Europe. In one of the oldest movie theaters in the world, Elephants on Tape will play their release concert digitally in the UT Connewitz Leipzig, and you can be part of that.
We are playing our record release concert on the 20th of May, and the audience can find the link for that at our website, and we also share it on Facebook and Instagram.
Don't miss our release stream. You will find all the information on our social media sites.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram or pre-order our vinyl, which is coming in July. And you can pre-order that on Bandcamp or on our website. We would be very glad about this.
If you want to have an impression of the live sound, you can watch a live session of some songs of Elephants on Tape on YouTube. There you can also find the song Electrons, which we will listen immediately.
That reflects the concept we had for this album in general, maybe, because it shows someone working in the museum for old computers. We see him being really enthusiastic about everything. During the video, we learn that got a romantic connection to like a digital person showing up on screens and stuff. Maybe that's kind of our way to describe the mixture of these analog and digital worlds.
Magnetized by the moment of your presence, I have never felt like this before. You rearranged all my electrons with your behavior. Magnetized by the moment of your presence, I have never felt like this before. You rearranged all my electrons with your behavior. Chaotic motion, every structure's dislocated. Charged by the magnetic field that you created. Chaotic motion, every structure's dislocated. Charged by the magnetic field that you
Emse is a dialect word for stuffy and steamy air, and also a band from Mina. The disco punk trio with pseudo astronauts costumes on stage have been producing music for 10 years now and will release their new album called The Dams Machine on the 1st of June. The cover artwork is in the style of Kraftwerk's album The Man Machine, so the new songs like Kuba Liebe sounds more electronic and catchy. This song could maybe be my personal summer hit of the year, and maybe also yours. Take a sip of an ice cold drink and enjoy Dämse with Kuba Liebe.
akustisk glas, har en stærke smøst. Akustisk gif, kun gør i noget stund med. Akustisk glas, har en stærke smøst.
Of the Thistle is a Halle-based indie folk duo. The calm and melancholic songwriting is very enjoyable. It's kind of a guilty pleasure to me because I'm not used to listen to indie whatever, but this song is perfect for my listening behavior and hopefully for yours too. Get out of your comfort zone, I would say. Mellow my mind from the band Myths of the Thistle.
Nino is a Georgian musician, but since 10 years in Halle based. She used to perform in local house collectives and festivals with her guitar and her accordion. The first time I heard her voice was in one of our music radio shows, where she was a guest of Valentin. She performed live, and her voice and the songs she sang just blew my mind. I thought I would like to feature her in our Indie Ray show, because she is a talented singer and musician. We managed to meet in the studios of Radio Korax.
How is she connected to the Georgian music she plays, and how does she manage the corona pandemic as a musician? You will hear it now in our interview.
Kusrat miklau mesitzat chale Tjel al adamim tawar al piya.
Hello, welcome. I'm glad to have you here in the studio of Radio Korax. Can you please say who you are and what kind of music you brought with you?
Hello, at first, my name is Nino. I'm 28 years old. I'm from Georgia. And mostly I cover songs from all over the world.
I wondered, how did your musical journey start?
And my journey started as I was 5 years old, as my parents took me in the music school and I learned the piano. I had piano lessons and yes, so like theoretical stuff too. And I learned also violin and then guitar, classic guitar. And later, as I was pregnant, I started to learn by myself accordion and started also to play outside in the streets. But in Georgia, I already played on the street as I was 15, 16.
In our last radio show, you played Georgian music from the past 20th century.
Yes.
And I wondered, how are you maybe connected to them and their music?
I feel connected with, at first with the music and then with the voice from the singers and then with lyrics. So I feel much fun when I cover songs because I have so much room or to interpret it by myself. And I am really happy when other people are saying that they liked what I've done.
Can you name one of your favorite songs? Maybe you play the most?
So in the last 2 years, I used to play mostly songs from Inola Gurgulia. This woman is not so famous in the world, but now in Georgia, very famous, became very famous. She has really wonderful voice.
Maybe we could take a listen.
Yes, sure.
Dibeli pito chumbe iho Hamasari rebada Ari rebada, ari rebada Hamasari rebada Gönei nevite şay kuvvetenene Amay revo Amay revo Amay revo Ertice vanahote dibeli pito Hamamay yo Amayu, amayu, amayu. Gnei ne matse gaiku irvesi, vakhra koniya, rakhma koniya, vakhra koniya. Tu khala gabitse rolaiho, kojevan kisu vaneshi. Tu khala gabitse rolaiho, kojevan kisu vaneshi. Sakulas dukaneshi.
You played like on different kind of, for example, on our local house collective called Breite Straße here in Halle.
Yeah.
I wondered, what did the corona situation did to you as a musician? Because you told you were playing on the street when you were younger. Did you do something like this even in the corona situation, or where do you manage to play?
Yeah, in the corona situation, I didn't play anywhere, so I only played at home. So it was not a question if I could get money from this. doing, but yeah, like other musicians as well, I would say they could not do anything like me. On the street, I was thinking about it if I could do that, but I didn't want to because this pandemic made me a little bit depressed.
Do you think music helps you a little bit to doing this depression maybe?
Yes, sure. The music is the thing in my life that helps me in every situation. But I feel more conditioned from this when I am doing it by myself at home, that nobody hears me. It's like for me essential to live with this, not to think about any other external influence or something.
Yeah. דמים שונם חריה, רק הרגי חר, רק הרגי שוש פר אדם צ'קי פרם רוצה מוק לגן הצוואר צגלות גדמו מפר תרריק ככתפה זולי אני דחלתי גולושי הרסטרוס הגאילו פיצ'אות שמחלתי רק הרגי חר רק הרגי שוש פר אדם צ'קי פר רוצה מוק דגן הצוואר דגלות גדמו מפר וצינות שמיוורדי איכה ואחלה גרבי חר אך לא סגר מגרב, ידאגן גם גדיחר אבא מתחר, עד שם זה גרגי זכור אומר לי יאי ושנו בצילום הזה גם אומר לי יאי אריצותי דסיכו ארולי דרס מטבודי חם חם עבית שם סבוצ'ה זה דרס דצור בודי איי דדדד איי איי דדדד איי יא דדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדדד
tu odes me mogena tre das tu morat me zui meins mit har chem ze kargi swaro melia ushenobit arakati gamo melia Aritzoti da siko aruli daraz meteboti Gam gam abit txems kutsaze daraz eda zure boti Aite dadadai, aite dadadai Yararararararararara
Do you have other side music projects? Maybe what you do at home?
Yes, I wrote Ableton. I mix instruments, could be acoustic or digital. I do like contemporary music.
So what kind of instruments do you play there?
So I have many instruments at home. I play mostly guitar and piano and sometimes also violin and accordion. I play also with other digital instruments,
yeah.
Or
synthesizer.
Yeah.
For what are you looking forward to after the corona pandemic?
Sure, I would reform or I refresh my program, musical program. I would like to play on other little festivals or support with my music other people, houses, streets, and yeah.
Do you want to say something through our European listeners?
Okay, so I want to say you all that it doesn't matter if there's Pandemie-Zeit. You can make your lovely stuff also at home, but it's not good that you forget what's going on outside, because important is that you show solidarity to other. It could be your neighbor or, yeah.
דיפ ליבי דה צ'ומה דיחו חמאס אריחה בדה אריחה בדה אריחה בדה חמאס אריחה בדה גני נבית שייך וצן אמא יראו אמא יראו אמא יראו ארתי צונחות דיפ ליבי טוב
The next song will be a premiere for this Radio Muse show made by Radio Korax from Halle, cause we will play a chart song with reasons. Danger Dan is a hip-hop and rap artist out of the Berlin-based band Antilopengang. With his song Das ist alles von der Kunstfreiheit gedeckt, on English, this is all covered by the freedom of arts. He creates a real debate in all kinds of political camps. He speaks out that you have to fight against all right-wing people and organizations, like the right-wing post-fascist party of the AfD, the self-named Alternative for Germany, the police who don't fight enough against fascists, well-known person of the intellectual conservatives, who are also anti-Semites, and the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, who support militant fascists to get information. He don't use the normal stylistic as a rapper to name all that problems, but made a full album with piano music, following the political singer and songwriter out of the 60s and 70s like Franz Josef Degenhardt or the Austrian singer and songwriter Georg Kreisler. He points out that you have to fight against these people, also with militancy, because the government doesn't do enough and uses the law of the freedom of arts. Let's listen to Danger Dan with Das ist alles von der Kunstfreiheit gedeckt.
Also jetzt mal ganz spekulativ. Angenommen, ich schriebe mal ein Lied, in dessen Inhalt ich besänge, dass ich höchstpersönlich fände, Jürgen Elsässer sei Antisemit. Und im zweiten Teil der ersten Strophe dann würde ich zu Kubitschek den Bogen spannen. Und damit meinte ich nicht nur die rhetorische Figur, sondern das Sportgerät, das Pfeile schießen kann. Juristisch wäre die Grauzone erreicht, doch vor Gericht machte ich es mir wieder leicht. Zeig mich an und ich öffne einen Sekt, das ist alles von der Kunstfreiheit gedeckt. Also jetzt mal ganz spekulativ, ich nutze ganz bewusst lieber den Konjunktiv. Ich schriebe einen Text, der im Konflikt mit dem Gesetz behauptet, Gauland sei ein Reptiloid. Und angenommen, der Text gipfelte in einem Aufruf, die Welt von den Faschisten zu befreien und sie zurück in ihre Löcher reinzuprügeln, noch und nöcher, anstatt ihnen Rosen auf den Weg zu streuen. Juristisch wäre die Grauzone erreicht, doch vor Gericht machte ich es mir wieder leicht. Zeig mich an und ich öffne einen Sekt, das ist alles von der Kunstfreiheit gedeckt. Vielleicht habt ihr schon mal von Ken Jebsen gehört, der sich über Zensur immer sehr laut beschwert. In einem Text von meiner Band dachte er, wird erwähnt und beschimpft und hat uns vor Gericht gezerrt. Er war natürlich nicht im Recht und musste dann die Gerichtskosten und Anwältin bezahlen. So ein lächerlicher Mann, hoffentlich zeigt er mich an, was dann passieren würde, ich kann es euch sagen. Juristisch wäre die Grauzone erreicht, doch vor Gericht machte ich es mir wieder leicht. Zeig mich an und ich öffne einen Sekt, das ist alles von der Kunstfreiheit gedeckt. meine ich, wär nicht wirklich Danger Dan, wenn ich nicht Lust hätte auf ein Experiment. Mal die Grenzen auszuloten, was erlaubt und was verboten ist, und will euch meine Meinung hier erzählen. Jürgen Elsässer ist Antisemit. Kubitschek hat Glück, dass ich nicht Bogen schieß. An Reptilienmenschen glaubt nur der, der wahnsinnig ist. Gauland wirkt doch eher wie ein Nationalsozialist. Faschisten hören niemals auf, Faschisten zu sein. Man diskutiert mit ihnen nicht, hat die Geschichte gezeigt. Und man vertraut doch nicht auf Staat und Polizeiapparat, weil der Verfassungsschutz den NSU mit aufgebaut hat. Weil die Polizei doch selbst immer durchsetzt von Nazis war, weil sie Uri Jalloh gefesselt und angezündet haben. Und wenn du friedlich gegen die Gewalt nicht ankommen kannst, ist das letzte Mittel, das uns allen bleibt, Militanz. Juristisch ist die Grauzone erreicht, doch vor Gericht mach ich es mir dann wieder leicht. Zeig mich an und ich öffne einen Sekt. Das ist alles von der, alles von der, alles von der, alles von der, alles von der Kunst weit gedeckt.
Slowly we come to an end with our today's show. We had lots of fun again to research and look for new upcoming local musicians. Sometimes it's hard to find new music because in our times many artists have no regular income and therefore they cannot afford a recording. Especially because of that, we are lucky and happier than ever we find new music and our interview partners we could present you. It's just every time so interesting and entertaining to listen to other radio shows from Radio Muse, because otherwise we would never have got the chance to get to know the underground music from other European cities. So I would say stay safe, solid and solidaric.
Yeah, and the last song for our show is I'm Exhausted from Low by Go Lamborghini Go. Shout out to the Berlin post-punk scene, you made it again. The band Low just released their new album on Mangle Records. The biggest recognition value to me is the unique art cover design for the different albums. I would buy me an album just because of this art style. The song I'm Exhausted by Low beams you right away to the next punk concert. So let's have fun and stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.